Welcome to the Blessed Podcast. It's Saul K here. Happy Wednesday. It's April 15th, tax day in our country. Oh, I took a break from the podcast. As you can hear, I'm still a little bit stuffed up. I have had a nasty cold for the last week. It has been a wild month in our house. My wife got sick. My son got pink eye. I got a cold. But we are all cleansing. We are cleaning it out. Doing our spring cleaning here. And so I just sounded so bad the last 5 days. I didn't want anyone to hear me. So I am back and I am cleansing and I'm getting better. So let's just start with the quote of the day and I'll give you a story of the day, catch you up on my life and send you on your way. Uplifted, inspired in 10 minutes or less on the Blessed Podcast. So here's the quote of the day. Your body has to become an instrument for the divine. When you clean the toxins within your body, you clear some blocks within your mind. That's from Tayo Har, quoted from Satsang. Say it again. Your body has to become an instrument for the divine. When you clean the toxins within your body, you clear some blocks within your mind. That's cool. I think that could be a good lyric for a song. Anyway, I like to, when I'm in a positive frame of mind, look at sickness as cleaning blocks, not only physical, but mental, emotional blocks. And what I find interesting about being sick, well, I'll tell you about that in a second. Let's get to the story of the day. Good news from the Good News Network. And check this out. This is really cool. So, village in India plants 111 trees whenever a girl is born. Typically in Asian cultures, the birth of a girl is considered an unfortunate responsibility because of the dowry system that puts financial stress on the parents' future. For this reason, daughters were never celebrated as sons. But one village in India, the residents celebrate the birth with a unique ritual of planting 111 fruit trees. Through this tradition, every time a girl is born, the people of Peeplantri, Rajasthan, combat the historical prejudice against daughters and beautify their homeland at the same time. The village's former leader, Shyam Sudar Pahlawi, first started the practice in 2006 to honor the death of his daughter, Kiran. Wanting to ensure the protection, a future protection and care of female children in the village, he launched a tradition that would not only enhance the local environment, but also raise money for the girl's family. The noble custom has endured for almost a decade, and you can see these beautiful photos here on the Good News Network, and there'll be a link below you can click on and check it out. It's very cool. There's, I think, a custom in many traditions to plant a tree but for when a child is born, but 111, that is definitely taking it up to the next level. So, anyway, getting back to sickness, and what I found interesting is, you know, there comes a point in your sickness, usually for me, a cold is like about 8 days long. And in the beginning, it's like, I'm so sick. I feel bad. I feel tired. I feel sluggish, you know, stuffed up, whatever. And then at a certain point, you start feeling better a little bit and you start focusing on health and you really start thinking, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better. I'm getting better. You start telling yourself that. And I think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that if I just wallowed in the doldrums of sinuses, I wouldn't get better as fast. I wonder if there's been any studies done on people that start telling themselves they are getting healthy halfway through sickness or people that don't and what the difference is. I think it works. It works for me. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you have paid your taxes and are feeling relaxed now. Relax after you pay your taxes. It's always a little bit stressful. You know, I paid more taxes this year than I ever have, and I guess that's a good thing because it means I'm making more money, but it somehow doesn't feel good in the process. Anyway, just keeping it real, but it's a good thing. I'm very, very, very grateful to live in this country. I'm grateful to live in California, even though we have the highest taxes, almost one of the highest taxes of any state in our nation. It is a blessing to be here. The sun is shining, and I just had a session with a personal trainer. You know, it was funny. Actually, last Tuesday, I signed up to do a half Ironman triathlon. And now that I've said it on my podcast, I definitely have to do it. I've done a couple triathlons, a couple of marathons, but I wanted to just take it to the next level. And now that I'm starting to get more sleep, since Elijah's almost one, I figure I could get one in before any other children come into our lives, God willing. And so the day I signed up, I went and I had a swim and I got sick immediately. So I think my body is cleansing out whatever stock is in my system so that I can get ready for this 6 months of training that I'm going to start. I was supposed to actually start this week, but I'm going to start next week. It'll be fine. Anyway, so that's what I'm up to. What are you guys up to? What do you want to hear about? What are you interested in featuring on the Blessed Podcast? You can send me a message on Twitter at SaulKaye. You can also find me on Facebook, Saul.Kaye. And I will feature something cool. I'm always excited to interview someone new or to feature someone that's doing something good in the world. Last week, we featured Dorian Santiago, who's doing the Walk for Humanity, Hike for Humanity. That's starting May 3rd, which is coincidentally my son's first birthday. Very exciting. So we'll definitely tag up with him along the walk. And you can let me know what you guys are up to. And this podcast, as always, is brought to you by your daily internet marketing tool. Find out how I get paid to sleep, eat, work out, basically do anything. YourDailyInternetMarketingTool.com. I hope this message podcast finds you well. And I will be in more full, clear, open voice as the days progress through this week. And I hope you guys have a fantastic week. Go out there and do something amazing for someone else that they don't even know about. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.